love contagious.
Okay.
Touch me, baby.
Give me what you got.
And I miss it.
What up, and welcome to the Grown Women Podcast. I'm Bree.
And I'm Chelsea, and this podcast is all about navigating the intersectionality of Black female adulthood.
So sit back, grab a drink, and join us as we discuss the treasure and the trash of being grown Black women in these streets.
Yes. We are opening up each episode with cocktails and conversations where we mix up a drink of choice and dive into the episode's main topic. So today I am having a whiskey and Dr. Pepper. Hold the whiskey.
I'm about to say you lies. The lies.
I'm drinking it in my goblet and pretending that it has a little something extra in it, but it's just ice and Dr. Pepper.
I got you.
You know, but memories. 10 more weeks, honey. 10 more weeks.
So the baby number two. I feel like we've been so boring lately. I am drinking water. Just water. I started off.
You're supposed to be holding it out for the team now.
That's what I was trying to say.
You're supposed to be drinking for both of us.
I feel like I should be holding down the team, but I straight up said I need some agua this morning.
You're supposed to be having hot girl summer for both of us.
I'm gonna have hot girl summer when I get off of here.
Okay, girl.
I'll make it up to you in a couple hours. I got dinner reservations.
Hold on, Lemrine. We'll talk about this later.
Not you trying to get me to spill the tea on this podcast.
I'm sorry. Girl, I forgot we was recording for a second. We don't talk offline. Okay. But anyway, tell the people what we're talking about today.
It's Black Music Month, correct?
Correct.
And you know, this is probably one of my favorite things to celebrate.
I mean, music in Black culture is spiritual. Like, we have a connection to music that I think not a lot of other cultures share widely like we do. So
yes, and people sample from us
every day,
all the time. So I listen to music from sun up to sundown. We know I talked about it. Mm-hmm. So we're going to dive into a couple of the days on Black Music Month. You know, Black Music Month has challenges where you do 30 days of a certain topic or a certain question and you answer with a song. So that's what me and Chelsea are going to do for you today. We are going to have a little fun. Now, since we have some copyright issues, we're not going to play the song for y'all because the way my bank account is set up, I don't have time.
Got the coins
to pay nobody for playing their music if they try to catch me. So we're going to do a little a cappella for your acapella. Ears today. You know, I might spit out a beat, but you know, that's what you're going to get from us today.
Yes, yes, yes. So let's see. Number one. Let's start it off with a song you love, but very few people seem to know. I call this a deep cut.
You call it a what?
A deep cut. Like,
okay.
That's the ones that not a lot of people seem to know.
Oh, I got you. Is yours current or old? Is it like something you vibe to?
It's current-ish. Okay. I mean, it's on every like playlist that I be making with a certain vibe to it. It's on there. Okay. And it's funny because Deja had tweeted about this. I feel like I talk about Deja every week. Anyway, Deja, I hope you listen to my dang podcast because I'm always talking about you. Anyway, she tweeted about this and Sky answered it and put one of mine on there. And I did not know anybody else knew this song. Okay. But I also feel like it's a whole album for me. So Kelly Rowland's Talk a Good Game. I didn't realize until I did this that this might be one of my favorite albums.
That album?
Yeah. Like, nobody ever talks about it, but I love that album.
Is motivation and stuff on the album?
Is motivation on that album? See, I don't even know if motivation is on that album. No, this is the one right before motivation came out.
Okay.
Let me make sure I ain't lying to you. Yeah, it's before Motivation came out. So Talk a Good Game, Motivation was on Here I Am. That's the one before Talk a Good Game. Talk a Good Game, and this is the song that got me thinking about Dirty Laundry. She went in on that song. You Changed. That's a song for me. Put Your Name on It and Number One. Ooh, those four songs. On
like, it. I forgot all about that song.
Right. But she has some good songs. Kelly Rowland is
very underrated.
Underrated.
Underrated queen.
Man, I could talk all day about
the
that.
The timbre in her voice is just,
sickening is what it is.
It's good.
I just it's so good. I'll take her over Beyonce any day. But anyway.
Up, Beehive, don't come at us.
that is my
you gonna ride with the Beehive. I
unpopular
don't have time
opinion, but it is what it is.
Okay. I have one to that song. I have one in this, and I love this album. It came out, was it last summer or the summer before? It is Kiana Ledé. Her Kiki album. I still rock it anytime I can. It goes hard in the car, especially in the shower.
I was going to say the shower, though.
But her song Canceled is a whole bop. Kiana Ledé Canceled. Don't let no man. Don't let no man treat you any kind of way. Don't worry about him. You are a queen. You know the vibes. He's canceled. If he ain't treating you right, he's canceled. And that is the premise of the song. And when I tell you, y'all turn it on whenever you need some empowerment, because it'll get you mad together.
At some people.
I love the song, and I love the spirit of the song. It is a good bop. And that's my answer to that question. I feel like a lot of people don't talk about her enough. I feel like she's not talked about enough. And she's new to the scene. She's been on the scene for a few years. She started out doing covers on YouTube.
So I feel like it's going to take a little while because, you know, people.
But y'all catch on. Kiana Ledé. Look it up.
Okay. The next one is a song you sang with all your heart, but ain't know nothing about.
Now, you know us Black children. Woo. That's a lot of songs. You know, our parents.
There are a lot. I had to choose. I just made
our
myself
parents,
choose
siblings,
the one that
slash
popped
family
up.
Family members
had us singing these songs.
Had us singing these songs in the car at 7. So I.
Mine was when
them.
I was 7 too.
I had a lot of them.
What are yours?
Oh, man. You know, I've talked about this one many a time. I got in trouble for singing it in school. It is Freak Me Baby by Silk. Didn't know a thing. Had not a clue. Also, it was Red Light Special.
Not Red Light Special.
By TLC, because I didn't know what the red light was. I didn't know what the red light special was.
It's the stop sign.
Hey, I thought it was red lights. You know what I'm saying? Flashlights. I don't know what we're talking about. But Red Light Special gets an honorable mention.
I'm dead. For me, so I didn't want to go down the long list. I was like, I just chose the first thing that popped into my mind.
What was
and
it?
I immediately started singing. This song came out in 1999. So I was a fresh 6.5 to 7 years old.
Oh, I was a little older. I probably knew the premise.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move for the best.
Down to the floor. And I wanna.
You know so what? Good, I don't wanna leave.
But I got
what business?
No, what you fit to see? It was
what
just a
business
fun
did
song.
I have seeing that?
And I was a whole 9 or 10, so I had absolutely no business. But when I tell you we sang that song on the bus,
every. I want to get you in the back seat. Windows up. So
that's the way we liked to. We knew we wasn't supposed to sing in that song. We knew there were bad words.
Oh my God.
See.
Now and here we are about 30 years later.
In my good age. Still singing it. Because it's a bop.
Luda had us little girls.
Luda's had us in a chokehold.
In a chokehold, truly.
Luda and Shauna had us in a chokehold.
Oh my gosh, Shauna.
And I met Shauna before at a Chicago bar, her daddy's bar, because her daddy's like buddy guy.
Okay.
And we went to like, a bar one day. We just rolled up in there in Chicago and she was working and we kept staring at her. We're just like, is that who I think it is? And we were just like, I don't know that it. It was like, girl, that's Shauna. We was like, just kept staring at her. We just let it go. And now somebody got real brave and was like, we just have to ask because we keep looking at you. And she was like, yes, I'm Shauna. And she
yes, I am.
And she, it was cool. I mean, she sat and talked to us for a cool little minute.
Can you imagine how much that probably happens to her?
That's cool. I know. Like, it was just. So moving on.
Moving on. Okay, what was this? The best musical interludes.
Your favorite R&B album interlude. I'm a cheat. Mine's not really an R&B album interlude. I'm going to cheat a little bit. I have a couple, but like my favorite, one of my favorites is when Drake first came out and he was like, did Bria's interlude with Omarion.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
It is just timeless.
Oh, I forgot about Bria's that one. But I mean, it's even in the name. So
this is same song Drake. Not. You know, this is when Drake was singing. You know, when Drake first came out.
No, that still counts as an interlude.
I know, but I'm like R&B album interlude.
I mean, dude, he's R&B adjacent. I think it counts.
It counts. All right, we're good. Bria's interlude.
So I feel like you can't do this without doing... You don't know my name.
You don't know my name. When she said, hello. Hello.
Can I speak to Michael? Oh, God.
Because great. You have to stop and pause and do the whole skit because
you
it's not worth
it. You have to. And then it's Confessions, Usher was in his bag.
Usher, yeah. Usher was in his bag. On Confessions, because he also has Confessions, but he also has that Superstar interlude.
Yeah, Superstar. I forgot about that one.
Y'all don't get me on this falsetto.
And then, you know, the 85 interludes that are dispersed throughout The Writings on the Wall by Destiny's Child.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Taking me back.
Man. Okay. You got any more for that one?
What is your favorite live version of a song?
I think you better call Tyrone.
God.
I was thinking about this. I said, I don't think I've ever heard it non-live.
What is the original?
Does it? I think she made it up. She must have made it up during a set or something. Because I don't think I've ever heard.
Is it on the album?
Actual.
I've never.
Hold on, let me go.
Is there a non-live
music now? 1 second.
I just feel like, yeah, it's like, and you can't use my phone. Y'all do yourself a favor. Go to that good YouTube. Look up Erykah Badu, Tyrone. But I really don't know if it has any other version.
I don't think there's an actual studio.
My other answer, though, would be, and it's just a name. It's not really the song because everything she does or she did, excuse me, because God rest her soul, live was better than anything I've heard on an album. It is the Miss Whitney Houston.
Yes, I knew you were going to say Whitney.
I don't care who you are.
Like how do you do better?
How do you do better than the record? Whitney. The answer is Whitney. So, and I be going down Whitney holes. Like I'll look up Whitney like one day and I'll look up and it's like 2 hours later.
Right.
I'm still singing.
Whitney did that. Okay. What's next?
She got on that booger sugar.
I think you have one next that I don't have.
My favorite gospel song off a secular album. And I'm going to take you back because this is early 90s. And I still sing this song randomly. And I had to look it up because I forgot who it was for like a split second. But I'll just like sing this out loud. And it's The Lord Is Real by Blackstreet. Blackstreet has a song at the end of
now, girl. Why did I just Google? I just gotta say this because this made me mad.
What?
I was trying to find a actual answer for myself, and I Googled gospel songs on secular albums. And why is God is a Woman by Ariana Grande?
No, it's not.
Listed on here.
No, it's not.
Y'all did not understand the assignment.
That was like the first one that popped up.
I can't. I hate it here. Anyway, let me go. Let me think about some. I just... What?
I did. The Lord is real.
I don't know why I
yes,
can't think of one.
He's real. This I know. Because the Bible tells me so. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's how it goes.
Lord okay. is
real. That's how it goes, girl.
I don't know that.
Get
one.
That black streak. Look it up.
Absolutely not. Jesus, take the wheel, Carrie Underwood. I hate it here.
There.
Stop.
No. You come back to that question. Because them is some rough Google searches.
What? I can't. Yeah, this is just not giving.
But on that note, though, like, what is a gospel song that sounds like it can be on a secular album? We know the answer.
Won't he do it?
That's not it.
That he
That's
will. Not the answer. That's mine.
That's not mine.
What's answer. Yours?
It's Stomp by
Coldplay. I was thinking Stomp at first. But
Stomp.
Stomp. I was thinking this. But I was like, but it's still so churchy.
I don't care. It is should be in a remix
to Stomp.
Stomp.
The whole stuff, nothing but this.
It ain't over.
It ain't over.
It ain't over. You can't tell me the answer ain't Stomp.
That was the only Christian song I was allowed to rap.
Really?
Or the only song period that I was allowed to rap.
Like, I keep forgetting your dad is like a pastor.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Because sometimes I'm like, oh, Chels. And then I'm like, oh, man, well.
Yeah, he's super saved.
Good old PKs.
We all got beat in a sermon because he came home and we was cleaning and the lookout didn't do their job. So he walked in the house and of course we was not listening to gospel music. and not only were we not listening to gospel music, we were listening Cleaning Out My Closet by Eminem. And he heard him call his mama a B-word. And he went.
Did he line you up?
He lined us up, and then we got a sermon. I was like, man, can I just get the whooping? Like,
don't bring Jesus in. My goodness,
I got like, in a sermon. Too.
Just whoop me.
Sitting here sniffling, opening up my Bible.
Golly.
I don't know. I can't see straight. I don't know where James at.
That's terrible.
But yeah, anyway, we ain't gonna talk about, you know.
Okay, what's one? You got one? You got a question?
Mine was Won't He Do It by Corinne Hawthorne.
Okay.
What is the next one?
I got one. What is the song you know every ad lib run and vocalization for?
See, I couldn't get an actual song. It was just like anything by Destiny's Child.
Okay.
Keisha Cole Love. That specific one. Craig David.
Craig David Usher. What?
Girl, it was a joke.
Craig David? Soulja Boy Gift? What? You know every ad-lib vocal to a Craig David song.
Yes, maybe that's my deep cut. Shock. Girl, Shock. Craig David, 7 days?
Okay. I couldn't tell
Monday.
You. I wish y'all could have seen the way she rolled up to the mic to sing that good lyric. I just want y'all to imagine.
Fill me in. Like, come on, man.
Fill me in. Mine is, I feel like I listened to a lot of Silk and I wasn't supposed to. Mine's a Silk song. And I mean, Drew Hill, it's like a bunch of Jagged Edge. I know, I know a lot, but like the song in particular that came to mind, like every ad lib, every vocalization was Meeting in My Bedroom.
There's a meeting
in my bedroom, 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 bedroom. All that. I know it all. Yeah. I know the ad lib in the middle. My, 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 my. You know, I know them all. That is the one song that came to mind, which is crazy. That, and it made me laugh out loud. And I'll probably go listen to it when I turn this off.
Yeah. I mean, that. Any Mariah Carey for sure.
Oh, Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey is a good one.
Oh, Deborah Cox. Nobody's supposed to be here, girl.
How could we forget?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, there, Remember the Time.
So many. Yes. Oh, that's remember one of my favorite songs of all time. The Way You Make Me Feel.
The Way You Make Me Feel. The Way You Make Me Feel.
Get on, girl.
Oh. I wasn't prepared.
Anything with Jodeci. Ooh, yeah. Oh,
Jodeci, yes. Ooh, yeah. Oh, man.
My God.
Genuine.
Oh my God. What did he say in those jeans? I love
looking good in those. He'd be hollering, boy. Genuine be going through it.
Oh my God. Girl, jeans, did you see his performance a couple of weeks ago?
When he jumped up in the air and did that half
split. Girl, if they don't get this old man Genuine. Up off this stage.
I bet you he still sounded good.
I enjoyed the foolery. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
I wanted to go.
Okay, what's the next one? Oh, this is the one that I'm gonna get flambéed for.
What is it? What is the question? What is it?
A song you hate that everyone else loves.
Oh my gosh, I have one that just comes to mind and I can't stand it anytime it come on.
It's not a song. I'm gonna just say anything about Beyonce past I Am Sasha Fierce.
No.
Moving on. What's yours?
No. Wait. wait.
There are a couple things that I can stand to hear, but most of them, I want to jump off a cliff.
And mine's like the opposite of her with her. It's like anything before that, I'm like,
Nah. I really just don't like since she had that persona change. I mean, if that's her authentic self, go for it and be yourself. It's just not for me.
The beehive is going to get you, girl. I'll move on so you don't get flamblade.
It's fine. They going to come for me, but I'm fine with it.
Mine's a song. Mine's a song. And it got played out.
Like all of them.
Pharrell. I Am Happy. I could
because
die
I'm happy.
If I don't hear that song ever again. Anytime I'm at an event, I don't know why people think that's
happy.
You should see how my lip is curled up.
Oh, but you got jokes.
Because you got jokes. I can't stand that song.
But I understand it. It got very played out every wedding, every event.
I don't even think I liked it after the first play. I was like, it was cute. And then it was
like,
everywhere.
My thing is like, I don't think people realize that song was made for a kids movie.
Yes.
And that's some things need to stay in the lane that they were created for. This is not to be
God,
played on the
Pharrell.
Radio.
I really do love Pharrell, but
I love
song,
me some Pharrell with his never aging self. He is a vampire. He can bite me.
You know what? We went a little further than I wanted us
sorry.
To. So we're going to change. We're going to go ahead and move on. I don't know what that was. But anyways.
Ooh, girl, I had a fit.
Okay, yeah. If you had to put together a talent show routine today, what song would you pick? I got it.
Push it real good.
You know what? I can see it. Push it real good. Push it. Push it real good. You know what? All the hip thrusting.
Yes, that's nothing but hip thrusting.
Hip thrust.
Well, let me get this baby up out of me.
That's what you should play in the hospital room. Go ahead, play that. You know what mine would be?
Pushing it is what got me here. But anyway, continue yours.
Mine is if it is in love. Why do I feel so good? Make me feel so bad inside. That new addition, if it isn't love, do yourself a favor. We giving y'all some jams. Do yourself a favor and look this up.
That's a great one. Okay, what's next? Oh, we skipped a lot. What is your black song?
The blackest song that I know?
Mine is like, it might not be the blackest song, but it's like, it's played at every black wedding.
What is it?
You make me happy. This you can bear.
Hey, I started doing. Look, and if you don't slap the floor, right? You don't slap the floor. Oh, we don't know. Yeah. Beverly. Oh, Maze
and Frankie Maze. Beverly.
Frankie Beverly. Let me not mess up the name.
It's like just ain't a cookout. It ain't a wedding. It ain't a gathering of blacks without that song.
That song does not. Yes. Man. You right.
What's yours?
That's a good one. I was going for lyrics.
Me like, at black, the beginning, black, I was black, like, okay, what is the song that says nigga
so black,
a lot?
Everybody's so black. Yes. Black. You know that rap song that came out like a couple summers ago?
Right.
By ASAP. Was it ASAP Ferg?
Girl, you ain't asking me. I just searched for black on Instagram.
But that Frankie, that one is a good one. And that's got to be it. That's got to be the winner.
It's it, right?
That's
quintessential.
That's quintessential black.
Okay.
That and Juicy.
Ma'am, what kind of gathering do you have?
You know that song? Act like you don't know that song.
Oh, I do. The song that makes you feel like a rap star.
Ooh.
So I got two of them.
A million.
Really?
It's Lil Wayne.
When I was little, I learned, I taught myself the lyrics
young money millionaire
to this song. And to this day, if it comes on, I'm singing, I'm rapping every song, every word.
What is it?
Neck of the Woods.
By who?
Lil Wayne.
Oh, okay. I don't know that one.
Had another song. I had no business freaking singing.
Definitely Lil Wayne. It's like definitely
Lil Wayne. Million. Like talking about.
I just wish we were putting the recording because Chelsea's face.
I'm like, what kind of lyrics should I say out loud? None of these are anywhere near appropriate.
Her eyes poked out of her head and she was like, listen.
I'm horrified. I was probably in like fourth or fifth grade too. And so that was when I was little. Now it was probably Shoop by Salt and Pepper.
Ooh, Shoop doo. Shoop da doo. It's this, you know what? That song reminds me, of the skating rink.
I wanna shoop, baby.
We played that at the skating rink.
I didn't get to skate a lot.
Back to back to back. When I tell you we put the coins in and it wasn't nothing but a shoop party at the skating rink.
Here I go, here I go, here I go. Again, girls, what's my weakness? Man, okay, then.
Chilling, minding my business. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. Let me see. A cover that's better than the original. There are so many. But the first thing, I feel like a lot of people ain't gonna know this one, so that's why
I picked it.
He Loves Me, which is originally by Jill Scott, but Leanne LaHavis redid it and destroyed it. It's just so good. So good. Excuse
Better
me.
Than Jill.
Wait, what?
Did you say about Jill Scott?
Yeah.
And you said her version is better than Jill Scott?
Yes. Listen to it.
I'm skeptical.
Leanne is amazing. And
you know who my answer is?
Too many people sleep on her. What's your answer, girl?
You know my answer is, we said her earlier, it's Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You.
Oh, girl, that ain't even a question.
I will always love you.
I forget she was in the original.
Because who made it? Dolly Parton.
Dolly. Even Dolly was like, she took my song and ate it.
She took my song and ate me up.
She said, this her song now.
It's Whitney Houston's song, and it will forever be Whitney Houston's song. And if y'all didn't know that song was a cover, shame. I know your name.
I'd truly be forgetting.
Exactly. That's why.
Because she ate it.
That's like my number one. Another one, I feel like the other ones are just like samples.
Yeah. Of songs. I feel like there's so many.
There's so many samples of songs that I just don't care for because I love the original. Like, I feel like a lot of people like sample Aaliyah a bunch. And I'm
so
like,
so many, especially Aaliyah. Right now. Like, it seems to be a hot thing to do. I'm like, these look turn. Don't know nothing about no Aaliyah.
A-A-L-I-Y-H. Y'all don't know nothing about Aaliyah. And John B. is getting sampled. Brian Knight, I heard a sample recently. And I was like, no.
Well, anybody can sample him because he just be whining. So please remake it.
There will be no Brian McKnight slander on this podcast.
It ain't slander. It's a fact. He whines. He's the only person worse than him.
Chelsea.
Who whines while they sing is Omarion. It might be a tie.
He did not.
Both of them Negroes just be whining.
Omarion to Brian McKnight.
Anytime.
I'm
still
done.
Have your picture in the frame.
I'm done.
Hear your footsteps down the hall. Just be whining. Like, boy, go get a drink and shut up.
Wow.
But I'll still listen to it.
See? Wow. I am just, you know what? I have so many to this song and I can go all day, but there's one that says, what is your favorite rap / R&B song collaboration? Like your rap R&B song collaboration. It's gotta be Break Down.
I don't know who that is.
Mariah Carey and Bone Thugs and Harmony. Breakdown.
I don't know that one.
I'm sad for you. If you don't go listen to that song, that's one of my favorites. Rap / R&B collabs.
I gotta Google this one.
Are you joking?
I don't mess with rap like that. I just want somebody to sing me a song.
And Bone Thugs. Flabbergasted.
Why is Crazy in Love the top one? Get me out of it. Get
absolutely
out of
not.
No Diggity, I'll give it that one.
No Diggity.
Shutting it down, good Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's a good karaoke song, too.
Bonnie and Clyde.
No, they're not even in top 10.
They're like top 5.
Method Man, Mary J. Blige.
That's on there.
That's it.
Dilemma. Nelly and Kelly. Oh my God.
Ashanti and Ja Rule.
Excuse me, Miss Jay-Z and Pharrell. Oh, Pharrell and
what's your name?
Snoop.
Oh. J-Lo.
What is that song?
J-Lo.
What is that song? Pharrell and Snoop. What is it?
Which one?
He's gonna drive me crazy.
They did a couple.
I gotta look it up. Beautiful.
I just want you to know. You're my favorite girl. That's a good one.
Drink some tea before
that album is good.
Long hair with your big fat booty. That was my favorite part of that song.
Wow. Of all things to take away. Of all things to take away from that, Bob, that is it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a good
whatever.
One.
Ready or not, Fugees. Really, ready anything by Fugees.
Here I come. You can't hide. Yeah. I'm going to find you and take it slowly. That's a good one.
Soldier, Lil Wayne, T.I., and Destiny's Child.
Oh, man.
I'm dead. 21 questions, 50 Cent, Nate Dogg.
Stop it.
Talk about mumbling. Okay. Into You, Fabulous Into Mia. Yes.
It's not better than the original with just Tamia.
Like, oh no, it's not would better at all. But we're going to talk about those.
I can't really. It's got to be J-Lo though and Ja Rule, right? Like,
change clothes and low. I just love Pharrell.
My goodness. You know what? Before we start karaoke 101.
Right. Anyway.
What's another one? What's
another one? Let's see. I'm looking at this list. Fantasy, Mariah Carey, and Old Dirty Bastard.
Oh, that's a good one.
I just wish they had a different name.
That's a good one. I still remember that video with the roller coaster.
Right.
The first song you remember dedicating to someone or somebody dedicating to you?
Love, Alicia Keys. Not Alicia Keys, my gosh, Keisha Cole. I don't know who I was dedicating it to, but it was dedicated to somebody.
Oh my goodness. I don't even know. I mean, I do know, but I don't know, you know? There's so many that I've sensed like along the way. I'm like, oh, this makes me think of you. My little simp ass. Let me move on.
Oh.
Because it's one of my favorite things ready. To do.
Oh my gosh.
It's one of my favorite things to do. Like if I like get into a relationship with someone and I love sending songs.
Oh, see, I'm the opposite. It's if it's a breakup, you get all the F you songs.
I mean, well, I do that too, but it's like, I also love to like send over music. And lyrics and things. I'm like, oh, this makes me think of you. Mm. She's a simp. Let's move on. It's my love language. Music is my love language. Can do one more?
Yes. Some of these were hard. Do you want to do favorite song by male and female R&B groups?
I can do that.
Okay, let's do favorite songs by a male R&B group.
Male R&B group, I have a few. Uh-oh. One of them is LSG, My Body.
Okay.
My body all over your body, babe. Your body all over.
You and me bumping and grinding.
I know. 9110024. Drew Hill.
Okay, Drew Hill.
It's gotta be what's the one where we jumping? You know, we jump left to right when we do that move. Why am I blinking?
When we jump left and right, what?
Why am I blinking? I gotta look it up. Tell me what you want.
Oh, yeah. Tell okay, and now I understand what you mean.
Tell me it ain't good enough.
I'm dead.
Tell me. That's a good album though too, because they got Never Make a Promise That I Can't Keep, That Indeed, and Jagged Edge. Oh,
So I'm a go with I got Boyz II Men, I'll Make Love to You.
You talked about me.
I know.
I make love songs.
Or End of the Road.
Boyz II Men, which is the simpiest music group of all time.
Truly. And then I'm going to throw a wild card in there. And I'm going to say Girlfriend by B2K.
Not you, you hated it on Omarion earlier.
I know.
B2K.
I know.
Contradictory.
I know. I accept the flaws in my opinion. But you can get me on some nostalgia with B2K. Bad Boyz, B2K. Talk to him, player. And it's a little sexy style. When you get around, girl in the club with me.
Stop it. We need to stop it.
That's how I made a TikTok my last pregnancy on that song.
With bum bum bum.
Turn around and let me see that sexy body go bum bum bum. And then I jumped around and showed my baby bump.
Shut up. Go find Chelsea on TikTok for that treat.
You're welcome.
Yeah, mine's, yeah. Girl groups. I can't talk about TLC.
It's gonna be Destiny's Child for me.
TLC.
Anything from Running on the Wall, pick one.
Crazy, Sexy, Cool, TLC. SWV.
I was gonna say SWV. Week.
Right here. I'm right here. Like, I can't get you off my mind. SWB has so many bops. Girl groups. Oh, you know who's like underrated and went viral on TikTok recently? Cut Close.
I don't know who that is.
Oh my gosh. They sang with Keith Sweat a lot?
Keith Make You Sweat.
I want to see if I can look up this Cut Close song, because you got to know it. You'll know it if I
say my name will always be a cut.
Say my name.
Waterfalls.
Cut Close. If you really, really want it, all you got to do is jump. You don't know this song. Are you joking? Get up on it. You don't know. Get on it by Cut Close. Oh, Chelsea, you're killing me.
I'm sorry.
It just went viral on TikTok because people were like, the one R&B song that I listened to, like it just came out. And then that was like playing.
I don't know who that man is.
They sing Get Up On It and with Keith Sweat too.
Keith Make You Sweat.
Keith Sweat. But yeah, Destiny's Child's up there. So many people like went away. Like, I feel like girl groups came and went so quickly.
Well, that's because
they ruled the 90s.
But, you know,
they ruled the 90s.
They wouldn't let black women be great.
And they music deals.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw one out there.
Let me see if I can catch it.
3LW.
Which one?
3LW, because we're not going to act like.
3LW was it, but what song?
We're not going to act like getting a little tired of your broken promises. Players in different numbers, yes. And numbers. Call you on your phone, you're hanging with the fellas. Ain't girls are always getting jealous. I was with you when you didn't have no dollars.
Oh, my God.
With your mama.
You really remember all of these lyrics. The drama.
Now you flip the script, player, please. No, I'm not the one. Say it again.
I'm dead.
Yes, girl, that was my album. That No More? Oh. Oh, that was it. 3L Dub. But we love music. We love R&B music. It'll get me together on any kind of day.
I am dead. Oh my God. Okay, girl, we gotta end this episode for too long. So, okay, I I really can't believe you brought that back. Okay, before we end the episode, let's do our energy check. So what are you giving energy to and what are you denying your energy from this week? And how are you caring for yourself?
I'm giving my energy to peace.
Amen. Say that.
I need peace because I let a lot of stuff get to me last week that shouldn't have got to me.
I feel that.
And I'm a kind of person that mood gets very affected by other people's moods and attitudes. Mm-hmm. And I let someone's moods and attitudes last week affect me, especially being a journalist. It's very, very hard to take your feelings out of stories when tragedies go on and mass shootings in this world go on and stuff. And we just had a lot of different personalities last week, just like bumping heads in my space. And I was like, you know what? Y'all not about to take me out of my character. You're not about to worry me and get me out of pocket. Get me acting out of pocket in this space, in this time. So I had to take a step back and like just be like, all right, Brie, like take some time for you. Do things that bring you peace. Like turn on one music, which is lovely for this episode. But like two, just kind of like sit back and start doing things that you love to do. Like take moments for yourself. Cause I don't think I had been doing that lately. My schedule's been so wonky. Taking a step back and giving my energy toward doing things that I love to do that bring me peace.
I like that.
Which flows into how I'm carrying myself.
I was going to say, how are you caring for yourself?
So I got me a good book. Well, I have two books that I'm
reading. I'm not going to say what I thought you were going to say.
What'd you think I was going to say?
No, I'm not going to say it. No, I'll tell you after we stop recording.
I actually have two books that I'm reading. I have one audiobook and then I have one that I'm actually reading simultaneously, which is wild. But one I do at work because, you know, I got to throw something in my ears to give me peace. And then two, I just read at night in the bed. But those are things that I love to do. Walks. I've taken a lot of walks lately. You know, me and the pup walking around the neighborhood, taking in some fresh air along with some music. Playing at my pocket. So yeah, wow. Like just doing little things like that.
It's hot outside.
It's hot, but like it's been muggy too. Like, I mean, I wait till like 6-7 o'clock when the sun goes down. I'm black. I'm not stupid.
The sun is not down at 6-7 o'clock.
It is.
I have to go at 10. Like the sun gotta go down and then it gotta chill for a little bit.
It gotta be no lights. Chelsea said no lights.
Darkness need to marinate a little bit. No, I'd rather just be inside until October.
Yeah. So what about you?
I got a lot going on. Shocker. I need to deny energy from being a perfectionist and having unfair expectations of myself. As a very pregnant person who cannot do what I can do in non-pregnancy and without a toddler all over me. And I need to give some energy to rest. And allowing things to be as they are. And that's not easy for me at all.
I feel you.
And that is also how I'm caring for myself, not stressing myself out over things that are not done the way I want them to be done at the time that I want them to be done. It's very hard. So in that vein of caring for myself, just creating pockets of time for myself and letting myself step away when I can, instead of using that time where I should be stepping away to try to catch up on work or whatever. That's me.
It's good.
We'll see how it works out, but
it's gonna work out in your favor.
That's my intention.
It's gonna work out in your favor.
It's gonna work in my favor.
Hey.
late in the midnight hour.
Is he what?
God's gonna turn it around.
And around.
And around.
And around.
And around.
Y'all know we had to end it on a song. We've been talking
absolutely.
About
absolutely. We had to end it on some gospel song at that.
Hey.
Okay, well.
Jaira.
Okay, girl. Don't give me work to chimp in. Work to chip in. With that, I will say that I hope you have a thriving week. I hope your enemies, your frenemies, and your haters have the week they deserve.
Okay.
And I hope that you find these non-inclusive tables,
mm-hmm.
flip them, and whip everybody like Jesus would.
Not like Jesus.
Because the tables are trash.
Trash.
And we are no longer functioning in the era of tables.
Hello.
That's all I got.
All right, you guys, we love you. Thank you, as always, for listening to us. And comment, like, and subscribe to this podcast. And we will see you on the download.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.